listen to a podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants with hosts Willie Dills, Chad King, and Ben Lee.
Let's go, Giants! SF Giants! Let's go, Giants! SF Giants!
Dedicated to the greatest team in Major League Baseball history, the San Francisco Giants, this is Torture Cast.
Hey Giants fans, this is Chad from TortureCast, and you know what? We missed Matt Cain last year at Media Day because he was playing in the AT&T. Well, that's not till next week, so we got him this year at Media Day. So it was a great interview. It was pretty illuminating, and in fact, at the end, he actually wants to go diving with me. I know that's not going to happen, but it's still pretty cool. Anyway, enjoy the interview, and we have lots of other interviews as well up on TortureCast, including Sergio Romo, Michael Morse, Nick Noonan, and many others. So check it out. Hope you enjoy it.
Hey, Chad. TortureCast, how you doing? So, are you going to play the AT&T this year?
Yeah. We'll be out there next week.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. How was that experience last year?
It's great.
It seems like a blast.
Yeah, it is. It's something that I look forward to every year, and it's always just great to go down to Monterey and... My wife and I both just love that area, and it's tremendous to be able to get out there and play with those guys that are real golfers. Yeah. When we think that we're good, and they put us to shame, which is a great thing.
Well, I work down in Monterey, and I'm a marine scientist, so I do a lot of scuba diving up and down the coast.
Yeah.
And while we're counting,
you have to
fish
take me out.
And algae and everything. Like, oh, I'll take you up on that offer.
Let's go.
Okay, I'll get your number. I'm serious. No, we find a lot of golf balls, so it's pretty
good.
Pretty. Don't feel bad.
I'll hit you a couple.
No, actually, I went there a couple of years ago, and you launched one over the gallery, over the cafeteria. So it was kind of nice to see a professional athlete struggling.
Oh, yeah. It's great. So. It's normal.
Anything in the offseason that you wanted to address from last year? I mean, obviously, you know, second half, you were stellar. It looked like everything kind of was an uneven keel and kind of lining up for you. But anything that you felt like was a little off that kind of was lingering from the first half?
Yeah, just the first half just didn't start out the way I wanted it to. And I never got, for some reason, I couldn't keep it on a good roll. It seemed like I would do it for a little bit and then I would get out of it. And then in the second half, I kind of, in a way, said, you know what? The first half was as atrocious as it can get. It can't get any worse. So let's hang it out right here and go out there and have fun and enjoy the second half. And I think that's a mentality that I've done in the past and just need to keep that going.
I've been asking all the players about this, just trying to get a survey. But with the recent rule changes, with the first to third and the catcher's interference at home, is there, you know, the sport is resistant. They're resistant to change. It's not like the NFL or basketball where they're tweaking something every year. Is there one rule in baseball that you would like to change? No matter how zany.
One rule in baseball?
Yeah, it's okay. Nobody else has had a really quick answer for us either, except maybe Contos.
Contos did, yeah.
That's about it.
He went to the third game
into like
the first to yeah. You know what? I thought the first to third was actually going to be more of a big deal, but it really wasn't. I don't know.
Yeah, but with some of the relievers, they feel guilty with some inherited runners because both Lopez and Romo agreed. It was Lopez's idea. Romo couldn't think of anything, so we told him that. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. But when they come into a game, when you guys are up by a lot or down by a lot, and they got a runner on first, and they've inherited, and he steals second from defensive indifference, and then they give up just one hit.
Right.
That guy scores, earned a run on the previous guy, which of course affects you starters.
Yeah. So I think the biggest thing.
They got you back, I'm just letting you know.
That one, or kind of on the lungs of that one, I think when, well, this they could be hate this one is when you go, say you go deep, and I wish they could go back to changing who gets the win. You know, I can't remember what when there was a rule, or they were able to, the umpire was actually, or they're able to still do it now, I think, with
like
certain things,
five innings or something.
Yeah,
it's pretty specific, but yeah,
but I think sometimes it's just tough. It's like when you go, say you go deep into a game and then maybe it's tied, and then the next guy comes out, gets one pitch, gets a win in the eighth, or you know, something like that. I think that would be, that could be interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know.
And if
we just want all the wins.
Yeah,
it's no fun when you see the bullpen guy have 8 wins and you're wishing that you had like 4 of them.
Yeah, like I pitched like 28 of those innings.
I love when guys come in, throw one to pop up, and they get the decision, right?
Right.
You go 4 2/3 or 8 with a no decision. Yeah. Well, yeah, obviously you know about the term that everybody uses. Oh, man, he got Kane.
That's part of it.
It's great that you're named after something.
Nice. Right.
Through no fault of your own. No, but if you weren't a professional baseball player, what professional sport would you like to play?
Golf. Yeah. I'd like to play golf. But watching those guys, I don't know. It'd be a lot. But I feel like I'd have the determination to want to do it. So hopefully my wife will, once we're done with this.
That's right, try to get your card.
I might try to sneak that one in after we're done, but I don't know if that'll work out too well or not.
That'd be fun. That'd be a good life to live in.
Yeah. I don't know, though. I mean, I don't know if you've talked to those guys. Those guys are gone all year. You know, I mean, if you're a guy that's...
They're working on all the time, just like the way that you guys do. You know,
if you're not a big-name guy, you're gone all year almost. Yeah. You know, I mean... It's a lot of travel week to week, in a whatever a hotel or a room or a house. I mean it's a lot. We thought we had a lot of travel, but at least we get to come. Say we'll come back home for a week, go come back. You know they got a tremendous travel schedule, and now they've even shortened their off season.
Right. Well, you still got another dozen years. So
yeah, we'll be good.
Your kids will be old enough. You can go.
Yeah, we'll get them to.
Just out of curiosity, so have you actually gotten to meet Hudson yet? I mean,
yeah, we've met from playing against each other, but you know, we haven't talked a ton. But I'm looking forward to being able to hang out with him more.
It's gonna be nice. There's sort of the running joke that we're switching veteran former A's in the clubhouse,
right?
But
is Mulder coming next?
Really though, I mean, he's trying. But do you feel like it's gonna it probably isn't going to change a whole lot of the clubhouse chemistry? I mean, you guys really we have a lot of the team. Coming back is what we're seeing. A lot of the same members of the Giants coming back and sort of this whole team reassembling itself. But introducing just a couple of new pieces. I mean, have you gotten to meet a couple of the other guys? Huff, Morris, any of them?
Yeah.
Get a feel for like how they're sort of, you know, what they know about the team already, what they feel about the guys coming in.
You know, that's the thing is in the years, a lot of the years that I've been here is they keep adding guys that almost just fit right in without even having to worry about that. You know, so, you know, like yesterday, we just kind of kicked it off right with Morse, right into the commercials, and it was just like nothing, you know, like he'd been here for a while. So it was, I think that's what's great, is they always keep finding good pieces to fit into the puzzle, and that's a good situation to be in, you know, to have an organization that wants to do that.
If you're ever serious about scuba diving,
all right.
You got people.
Definitely.
Including myself.
Do you work at the...
Modern Day Marine Sanctuary.
Okay, cool.
This is what he does when we're not making him talk about baseball on internet radio.
Nice.
So.
My two favorite things, marine science and baseball.
Nice.
Perfect. I was going to say, we've got
both worlds.
It's pretty hilarious. We got one guy that works in podcasts, one guy who's a marine biologist, and one guy who works at an Apple store. So between the three of us, nothing that almost relates to baseball at all. That's great.
Perfect. Exactly. You guys know how to use your Apple and check the fish, though.
Something like that.
So you have good video of the fish down there.
Oh, my God. This is the camera I take underwater with me.
Nice.
So, yeah, so it's government equipment.
Yeah.
A big thank you to everybody for listening to the Torture Cast, the podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants. Follow us on Twitter at TortureCast. You can also like us on Facebook or check out our blog at torturecast.com. I also want to say thank you to Ashcon and Bailey for letting us use their song Feeling Like a Giant for our intro. For Ben Lee and Chad King, my name is Willie Dills saying we'll see you next time. A big thank you to everybody for listening to the Torture Cast, the podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants. Follow us on Twitter at TortureCast. You can also like us on Facebook or check out our blog at torturecast.com. I also want to say thank you to Ashcon and Bailey for letting us use their song Feeling Like a Giant for our intro. For Ben Lee and Chad King, my name is Willie Dills saying, we'll see you next time.